Johnny had only been in his new home for a week or two when a short drive seemed to bring his past rushing back. His new owner, Gita, took him for a routine vet checkup just a couple of minutes from her Halifax apartment. But when they returned home, Johnny withdrew. He became untrusting, spending much of his time hiding under the bed. Gita believes that Johnny thought she was taking him back. Before coming into her life, Johnny had already experienced a lot of change. He arrived at the King's SPCA with wounds on his neck that needed treatment. Once he recovered, he was adopted, but the placement didn't work out, and Johnny found himself back at the shelter. Then, Greta found his picture online. The black and white tuxedo cat with the big eyes and the pink nose immediately caught her attention. As a child, Gita had desperately wanted a pet, but she couldn't have one. So she made herself a cat out of cardboard boxes and colored it black and white. She promised herself that someday, when she had a place of her own, she would have a real animal companion. Years later, Johnny seemed like he might be that cat. But first he had to learn that this home was safe. Gita didn't force him out from beneath the bed. She gave him space, treats, and encouragement. She explained, "He felt safest hiding under my bed, so I would just sit on the bedroom floor and chat with him from there." Eventually, Johnny came out, and today he's curious, cuddly, and social. He watches television with Gita, travels with her to visit her family in Vancouver, and wakes her in the morning by placing his paw on her nose. Johnny's story is cute, but there's also something very human about it too. When we've been hurt, rejected, or disappointed, we often retreat to places where we feel safe. And even when we begin to trust again, something that reminds us of the past can cause us to withdraw all over again. If you can relate to Johnny, you already know that trusting again takes courage. But perhaps there could also be a purpose in what we've been through. Having been a Johnny may give us the understanding and compassion we wouldn't otherwise have. We recognize the person who is pulled away because we know what it feels like to hide. And that gives us the opportunity to be a Gita. We can't force trust or hurry someone's healing, but we can stay close. We can listen, be patient, and give them the time to discover that they are safe. And somewhere along the way, as we're helping someone else, we may discover that through this, God is bringing healing to us too. Love doesn't always pull someone out of hiding. Sometimes it sits on the floor beside them until they're ready to come out. Ephesians 4:2 says, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love." For Inspire FM, I'm Julie McGuire.